One of the hardest things to deal with in life is when someone has memory issues. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is A Healthier Michigan from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. And one of the biggest problems that you have to deal with is how do you approach that loved one about memory and cognitive health? This happens to be Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month as we welcome Dr. Namita Yende. She is Senior Medical Director and Associate Chief Medical Officer at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. So many people dance around this issue. It's hard to come to terms when someone has memory loss, isn't it, Dr. Yende?
That is so true, Lucianne, and thank you for having me to talk about this important issue. So one of the things that I always start when I'm talking to any person or a patient or a loved one, it is I tell them that it is some forgetfulness can happen as we age, but everything that is not memory loss or dementia, but it is to remember that if that forgetfulness or memory loss is disrupting your daily life, it is something that you should not ignore. And the goal of these conversations is not to label someone or to kind of say that you have memory problems, but it is for early identification so we can find a solution to so that we can find to make sure that they are taken care of.
And I agree with that, but Dr. Yende, it's so hard for the person who is suffering memory loss to admit to it. You don't want to admit to it because then you have to give into it. I mean, granted, what you said is so true. The earlier you can do this, the better off someone will be in their treatment schedule. But that's hard for them to admit, right?
It is because, you know, the fear, the anxiety that you are going to lose independence is real. So when you start the conversation, it is best how do you approach it? So it's starting with the concern and compassion is most important. So usually what I advise people to say is don't start by saying, I think you have dementia. Start by saying, I'm concerned about you. Start by using concrete examples and say, how can we approach it together? And start with shared goals. Say, we do want to keep you independent. We want you keeping function. We want to keep your brain healthy. So how do we do this together? So acknowledge their fear, acknowledge their anxiety, and kind of approach it that way.
I love your approach because that is the key there. You're right. So many don't want to lose that independence. And they're very good at covering it up when they need to. For instance, even with doctors, someone who is a caretaker, maybe one of their loved ones, notices these kinds of things. You go into the doctor's appointment and you try to explain this, but all of a sudden your loved one seems to be able to cover up any kind of deficiencies they might have. How do they do that? How does that happen?
So the brain has compensatory mechanisms, right? So you can compensate till a given point. So, and there are ebbs and flows in your memory. So early on, especially, people can cover up for some of their shortcomings. However, especially kind of like, you know, for certain things which they are good at, if you just talk about those things, you will not discover that the person has memory issues. So like example, if you ask the same question again and again, and in a doctor's visit, it's like 15 minutes. If the relationship with the doctor has been for a long time, patient or the person knows the doctor and asks the same question, the doctor may not realize that the person is having memory issues till they go and ask those subtle questions, right?
Right.
So till you kind of explore, so till the caregiver or the family brings it to that attention to the provider saying, hey, we are noticing these things, but it has to be done in a circle of trust where the dignity of the person is maintained so they don't feel threatened or kind of feel that they are being tattletaled on. So that way, it's like, you know, so that conversation between the family and the patient or the person has to happen before they approach the doctor, because otherwise they'll shut down and try to cover it up even more.
Yeah, such a good point. Dr. Namita Yende with us on the Lucy Ann Lantz Show here on 1290 WLBY. She is a senior medical director and associate chief medical officer at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Dr. Yende, do persons who are suffering dementia understand that they are? Do they generally know this? Is until a point comes where maybe it has completely gone and they are unaware? How does that transpire?
So it depends upon the type of the memory loss. So type of dementia, there are certain types of dementia where people do have insights. In certain types, they don't have insights. So they are aware that they are losing, kind of like, you know, their recall is not good and that, quote unquote, they are not as sharp as they used to be. And that is where the fear and the anxiety of independence, the loss of independence sets in. The problem that the person realizes is they do not know how to correct the issue. So it is kind of that there is some self-awareness, but the correction point, like, you know, all of us, we know that, okay, you know, if we forget something, we have a corrective mechanism where we say, okay, if I'm going to forget it, I'm going to write it down, and that helps me remember, correct?
Right.
So we have a compensatory mechanism that we develop that our brain tells us, oh, do it this way and you remember it, right? We write it on a phone, we write it on a piece of paper, we kind of tie a string around a finger, and we have that logic that we develop. Unfortunately, when people start developing dementia, that logic to kind of that compensatory mechanism is lost. So hence that remembering that they know sometimes that they're forgetting, but don't know how to compensate.
Oh, that has to be so frustrating as well, to know that something's going on, but you don't have the wherewithal to understand what to do about it. So what can family members do to help support brain health, Dr. Yende?
So kind of like what there is a lot that the family members can do. So what kind of like, you know, not to forget the basics. So like physical health, medical health. So there are a lot of things that people can do as family members, because 45% of the memory problems or dementia is reversible, believe it or not.
Reversible?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, because it's like vascular risk factors, your diabetes, your hypertension, your cholesterol, even simple things like hearing loss, vision loss. So making sure, like, you know, you're taking good care of your normal health, that is important. Because people always, when they think of dementia, they think of Alzheimer's dementia, which is not the reversible kind. But rest of the dementias, there are things that you can, quote unquote, even if you can't reverse it, you can slow it down, right?
Yes.
So making sure that you're eating right, you're doing physical activity, you're taking care of your health, you're taking care of your diabetes, you're taking care of your hypertension, those things families can kind of factor in, making sure the person is not socially isolated. So these are very simple things, making sure that the person has a structure in the day. These things kind of make a big difference in helping keeping the person functional and independent, and making sure that they have a good quality of life for a longer period of time.
Absolutely. Overall health always trumps everything. Dr. Namita Yende, Senior Medical Director and Associate Chief Medical Officer at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. And for more information, our listeners here on 1290 WLBY can go online to miBlueDaily.com. That's miBlueDaily.com. Great talking with you today. Thank you so much.
Okay. Nice talking to you too. Thank you.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.